Weiter in Shasri Menachos of Sadi Beis, picking it up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Zok the Helig Mishnah. Kol Karbanos HaTzibor. Embem Smicha. If a carbon tzibor, there is no smicha. That is, you don't go ahead and you place your hands on the head of the animal, press down with all the weight. You don't do it over here when dealing with a carbon tzibor. Chutz min apar ba'al kol mitzvah, except for a bull that comes for any of the mitzvahs. That's known as a par helem dover shel tzibor. That is, let's say you have the Sanhedrin make a mistake and the majority of the people go against, and they do that to something which is going to be kares, then you bring a par helem dover shel tzibor. Sorry, mishlalech, and some mishlalech was brought la'azazel on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon Omer, av se'ir avodas kochavim. Also, the Sarev of the Kacham, Kol Kabbalah Seyachatim Smicha, but all Kabbalah Seyachatim, they need Smicha. Chutz Mer Bechor Vemaiser Pesach, except for the Bechor, Maiser, and Pesach. Vayoresh. This is talking about someone who set up an Ola or a Shlomim, they died before he's able to do it. Now the son has to go bring it. Somech, he does Samicha, or maybe Nesachim, you bring Nesachim along with it. The Yoresh is bring whatever Nesachim the father is chayav to bring. Umeimar, and he also can cause Timura. We know only the owner of the animal can do Timura, so how does it work when we are dealing with the Yoresh? The Yoresh can also go ahead and make it Timura. Tanu Rabbanan, Zog the Heilige Braisa, Kol Karbonus Tzibur, Ein Bam Smicha, you know, Smicha Chutz, Minipar, Abba Al Kol Ha Mitzos, Sir Avitz Kacham, Divir Rabbi Shimon, Zag Zag Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda Omer, Sir Avitz Kacham, Ein Bam Smicha. Ve Esmi Avi Tachtem, what should I bring to replace them? Sorry, Ha Mishtad Leia. Like the Tanakama, he doesn't agree with Rav Shimon that you need smicha. It's the Azazel goat that needs smicha. Lo sagid de lumayel. It's not enough if a replacement is not brought in. In fact, the Gemara, why can Rabbi Yehuda not say that the sa'ir for Avodah Zarah do not need smicha? Why does he have to find a substitute? Because we have a tradition that there are two that are needed, that have smichos. Amar Rav Shimon, the valo ain smicha ela b'baylim. It's only with the baylim. V'zeh Aaron ubanav sonchim bo. In this, Aaron and his sons, the Kohen Gadol one does smicha. Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Shimon, Avze Aaron Abon Mischabimo. Also, through this Azazel, Aaron and his sons are being Michupar. They're being Michupar through this. Amar Biyermi of Azul Tamar and Ravina Rishem go according to their own logic in another place. The time of Tanabai. So, Chipre is Mikadesh, Mes Mikdash HaKodesh. It says, by the end of Yom Kippur, the Pesuk of Yom Kippur says, he shall atone for the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Holy of Holies. Zel Lefnaim V'Lefnim. This is talking about Tumah of the Lefnaim V'Lefnim, the Kodesh Kadosh. It's Oel Moed. That's Oel Moed Zeichal. Let's talk about the Tumah in the Heichal. Mizbeach Mashmo. Literally, it's talking about the Tumah of the Mizbeach. Yichaper Elu HaZaros Yishal Mechaper. It's talking about the Tumah of the Azaros, of courtyards. Kohanim Kimashmo. These are the people that get kapara through this goat, through this sire. You quite like we say, I'll call Am Akahal Eli Yisrael, segment Yisraelim. Yechaper Eli Levim, segment Levim. Hushvu Kulam Lechapara Achas. They're all compared to one kapara. Shemeschapim Beser Mishtalech. They all receive kapara for things that do not have Tumah of the Beis Hamikdash through the sire that sent Azazel. Different Rabbi Yehuda, Zag Zag Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azazel Sayer is going to give a kapar for the Kohanim and all the Yidden. So you can say the Kohanim is considered like the owners. Therefore, it makes sense. He goes along with what he says, that the Azazel Sayer is one of the two things that need Samika. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Kohanim don't get any kapara from the Sayer Azazel. Kishim Shadam Sayer Nasu if Nim Chaper Yisrael Tumas Mikdash Vigadoshav Kach Dam Apar Mechaper Al Kohanim Tumas Mikdash Vigadoshav Kishem Shevido Yisrael Sayer Mishtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael B'Shar Averos Kach Vido Yisrael Par Mechaper Al Kohanim B'Shar Averos. Rabbi Shimon Ha vadehushu. But even according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim and not Kohanim are surely going to be compared one to the next. So how can Rabbi Shimon say then that none of the Yom Kippur Karbonos are going to be mechaper for all Yidden? So Gemara, in Hushvu, they are equated, the B'nai Kapar Ninu. All of them are, they Kapar for the various Miu, Kol Chad V'Chad Mechaper B'nai Nafshe. Each one of them, meaning the Kohanim and the non-Kohanim, is a Mechupar through its own ways. That is, that the Kohanim get it through the bull, and the non-Kohanim get it through the sire. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, about the Tumah of, that is having to do with the Mikdash and its holy things, Yisar Mechaper B'Dam, Sa'ir and Asavim. The Yisar Mechaper through the Dam of the Sa'ir, whose blood is done inside the Heichal. V'Kadam B'Par Shal Aaron, B'Shar Averus, or as other Averus, Eilu V'Eilu Mechaper B'Vidu Yisar Mishalech, the Mechaper through the Vidoi, it's not the Sa'ir Mishalech, the Sent Lazazam. V'Bishem Kodra B'Shem B'Shar Averus, Nam Mechaper B'Vidu Yisar Mechaper. According to regarding other Averus, also Kohanim are Mechupar through the confession over the par. Kideketani, just like we learned in the Mishnah. Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohanim Mashiach. That is, that all of them are going to be Mechupar through the goat. That's Sent Lazazel. Ma bein Yisrael l'Kohanim l'Kohanim Mashiach. What's the difference between the Kapar of the Yisrael l'Kohanim and the Kohanim Mashiach, the one who's anointed? El Shaddam Apar Mitchaper al Kohanim al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. The bull is Mechaper for the Kohanim for the Tumah violation of the Beit HaMikdash and all the other holy things, but the blood of the inner Sa'ir is Mechaper for nine Kohanim. It's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Yishem Shaddam Masari Nasa B'Fnim Mechaper Yisrael Kachdam Adam Apar Mechaper Al Kohanim. Yishem Shvidu Shal Yisrael B'Shleich Mechaper Al Yisrael Kach Vidu Shal Par Mechaper Al Kohanim. Tanu Rabbanan. The pasuk about the par, Tarm Dol Shadiv says the Sanchu Ziknei Ha'Eda as Yedeim Al Rosh Par. Par Ton Smicha Ve'in Siri Avodas Kochav Ntun Smicha. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer Par Ton Smicha B'Zekina Ve'in Siri Avodas Kochav Ntun Smicha B'Zekina. El Baron, but by Aharon. Only by Aaron HaKohen. So Rabbi Shimon goes going to his own view in the Mishnah that the Sire for Avodah Zarah needs smicha. Here he's adding the coin does the smicha, even though the Kohanim didn't violate the Esar against Avodah Zarah. Remain, but we have a bit of a contradiction, because the pasuk when it says Hachai, Aaron should put both his hands on the live animal, it says Hachai ton smicha, the live one needs smicha, vein sari avot kocham ton smicha, but that of the Avodah Zarah does not need smicha, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, that is what the pasuk is saying, Chayin ton smicha by Aaron, the live Azazel goat needs smicha by Aharon, beep, turn the page, sari beis, amir beis, vein sari avot kocham ton smicha by Aaron, but the sari of the Avodah Zarah does not need smicha from Aharon, otherwise known as we see about Aaron, we're talking about Ekohen, right? Okay. El Bezekanim, but they're done by the Zekanim, by the elders. So it says pretty straight up. There's a contradiction to the Bryce we saw before. Amar of Sheishas, Fetizma, Nach, Kamaisa, Matar, Sahi. Do you think that this first Bryce is correct? Ha'am Rabbi Shimon, Smicha, Babylon, Bina. And Rabbi Shimon said it needs to be done by the owners. How could a coin do Smicha on the Tzibor for Avodah Zarah? El Atar, Sahi explained like this. Ha'par means Par, Tar, and Smicha. Vein, Siri, Avodah, Kacham, Tun, Smicha. To Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hachai, when the pasuk says the live one is teaching that Chai ton smicha by Aaron, the live one needs smicha by Aaron, ve'ein siri avodas kocham ton smicha by Aaron. El bezekanim is done by bezekanim, b'achika amar leib Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Siri avodas kocham bo smicha. The goats of Lazar, they need smicha. Ve'ishmia lach de lobo is smicha. Now, if you heard that they don't need smicha, you want to tie in that they actually don't need smicha. It's in reference to smicha by Aaron that you hear that it's not necessary, but they do need smicha by the zekanim. Miot me'achai, who and the miot is from the words the live goat. For Rabbi Yehuda, why do I need the specific pasuk to go out to be memayit? Why do I need to exclude them from a pasuk? Ha'amar Avina Gemir Shtei Smicha Zibar. Avina said that there's a tradition that there's two cases of smicha that are done for a tzibor, and the sa'ir for Avodah Zarah is not one of them. And for the Gemara, Girsa Bialma, right? So it sounds like this. We have this tradition that Yisbicha has done for the Tzibor, and the one of Elazar is not part of it. He says, no, it's just a text for, like a remez, just an allusion of sorts. You want to bring a pasuk about this, but it's true that he doesn't need to learn it from the pasuk apar. You don't need it for it. For Bishemen, the seer of Avodas Kochavim, the boy Smichmanon, where do we know that the seer of Avodas Kochavim needs Smicha? Nafkalon. Midatanya, only that from Wilmington and Brysa. Vesamach Yadu al Rosh HaSa'ir. Pasuk says about a chattis that a nasi has to bring if he does something wrong, that he leans his hand on the head of the goat. And it says over there again, Ha Sa'ir, the rabbi Sa'ir Nachshon L'smicha, the serve of Nachshon, when the Mishkan was set up. The nasi of every shevet brought their own carbon. Each one brought 12, each of these 12 carbonos had olos and shlamim, and also had a Sa'ir, a chattis. So Nachshon ben Minyadav was the one who brought the first of them, and that's what's called the Sarev Nachshir. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Sekhs, Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Omer, he said the extra thing is the rabbis coming to include Seir Avodas Kocham L'smicha. Shari Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Chatos Nichlas Dam Lefnim to N'smicha. Any Chatos of Dam enters into the Heichal needs Smicha, including the Seir of Avodah Zarah. Here's what it Kocham. Lama L'meir M'shahaya, why do I need the Bais HaSeh? Because Rabbi Shimon used to say, what are you adding with that? Simna Balma, yeah, it's just a simon, just to a way of remembering that you shouldn't include the Sayer of Nachshon. It doesn't need smicha because the dam of that carbon wasn't put inside the Eichal. The Emer Sayer Nasavifnim. So I don't get it. Just say that the extra term of year is coming to include the Yom Kippur Sayer whose dam was done inside. Why does Rav Shimon choose to include the he goat for the tzibor of Lazara? Domi the sayer nasir, say nasi. Has to be similar to the sayer of the nasi, the mechaper alaveiros mitzvos yuduos, which are mechaper for a known aver. Since Yom Kippur inner one does not mechaper for specific things, they're known. Rav Shimon includes this one for Avodah Zarah rather than the Yom Kippur one. Ravina damer gemir shtei smichas b'tzibor. According to Ravina, who learned, he said we have a tradition that there's two cases where smichas done for a tzibor. So we could say, Kroy Lamali, why do we need the Psukim to learn out that the Sayer for Avodah Zarah needs Smicha? We should know from the tradition. Itzrich, Hilchasa, Vizitzchachar, we need both. The Mikra, if we would learn about the Smicha Chiev only from the Pasuk, Havamina would say, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor, I would think that the carbonus of the Shalmei Tzibor also needs Smicha. Kikashia, Masnisin, Dahach, Pirka, Chol Menachos Baos. Like the question we had in the Mishnah and that of Chol Menachos Baos, over there it asks, the fifth chapter in Menachos, Amar Rav Shimon, Shlosha minim tunim shlosh mitzvos, that there are three types of carbonos, I need three mitzvos, and we asked them that, I was talking about regular shlamim, the communal shlamim that's brought in Shavuos and the mitzvah shlamim. All three of these, right, these three mitzvos are smicha, tenufa of the live animal, and that of the ones that are shechted. Each one of them needs a different pair of those mitzvos, but not the third. If Shimon says in the Mishnah that there's a shalmei tzibur needs tenufa while alive, and also after shechted, but not smicha, the Gemara is now asked a question that comes up over there. Shlosim in the Tunim Shlosh Mitzvahs, Leisib Kavachomas, use the Kavachomer, Vihu, Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, Tunim Tzmicha, Mikavachomer, Ma, Shalmei Tzyachid, Shein Tunim Tzmicha, Chayim, Tunim Tzmicha, Tzmicha, Chayim. So then the Shalmei Tzibur, which does need Tzmicha, Chayim, certainly needs Tzmicha. It's a Chilchasa, if we need the Chilchasa. The tradition, they tell you that the two ones need Tzmicha, and this one is not included in the Tzibur. If I would just have the tradition, I would know which one of the two needs smicha because the pasuk doesn't clarify. The mechaper alaveros mitzvah you do alaveros mitzvah you do are the ones that are known. Okay. Kol kamaras yachal tunin smicha. Now we have the second part of the mishnah. It says all private offerings need smicha. Chus mebuchar ma'aser pesach. Tadar rabbanan karbano. The pasuk says his carbon we can learn out v'lo bechor, not the bechor. Because that's not his per se. Shayachov alo dinu. You would have said in the kavachomer to say the bechor shasof dev semicha umash lamim shein kedushasan merechem whose kedusha is not straight from the womb tunin semicha and semicha bechor she kedushasan merechem is merechem eno din shetun semicha of course needs semicha tamad lomer karbano velo bechor it is a carbon but not a bechor karbano. It says again, karbano velo meiser, not the meiser. That's if the Torah tells us to exclude meiser from smicha. Shiachal v'ladin who you thought it's kavchar mash lamim shein mikadshin lefneim lecharyam, which doesn't mikadish something before or after it. To smicha nitzmicha meiser shem mikadish lefanav lecharyam. If it does mikadish before and after, right? One shouldn't don't make a mistake by designating the ninth animal as a tenth, and the tenth as a ninth, and the 11th as a tenth. All of them become kadosh. In addition, shetons smicha kurtz smicha tamad lomer karbano velo meiser is karban and not. Meiser, karban, no, another one, velo pesach. Shiachav, velo dinner, you think it's a kavachom ashlam, shein ba'amod v'avi, which doesn't fall into the category of stand up and bring it, do it in smicha, need smicha, then pesach, shu ba'amod v'avi, that doesn't give to do it in, or din shaton smicha, tamad lover, karban, no, pesach, it's karban, not pesach. Ikla mifach, you ask a question, you cannot get all the kavachomers like this, but ma'la shlamim, shkein tu nisachim, tu nufaschaz of a shok. You can't say the same thing about b'chor, meiser, and pesach, they don't have those things. Kroy, smachta ma'amad, the psukim is just a smachtas. I actually don't need it to teach us that. Ella, Frekta Gemara, beep, turn the page. Sadik Dimel and Alf. Kroy Lomeli, why don't you need this psukim? Carbon Novelo, Carbon Chaveiro. It's coming to teach us that the smicha is done for his carbon, not that of his friends. Carbon Novelo, Carbon of a Chavim, not that of a Zarnik. And Carbon Novelo, Rabbos, Kol Bale, Carbon, the smicha. His carbon to include all the owners of the carbon for the smicha. We have to doing. Having to do samika over there. Mishi Rashi says Mishi Yesh Lo Chelik but Karban. So Mechav Sama is a Chelik. Has to bring has to do samika on it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.